This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Spotlight on eWomen, the place for everything eWomen Network. Entrepreneur, enterprising, enlightening, and exciting. Please welcome your eWomen host, Phyllis Smith.
Yes, welcome, welcome. Hi, and thank you for joining us. I am Phyllis Smith. So we recently had our eWomen Network annual conference and business expo in Dallas, and what a transformational experience it was. It's my fourth conference, and I always leave there, even though I work it, I always leave there enlightened and just amazed at the transformation that takes place for so many people. It's a business conference for women entrepreneurs, but it's much more than that. And with our philosophy of give first, share always, and lift as you climb, the conference is more of a holistic approach to succeeding in business and life. And yes, it's a networking experience, but through introspection that's sparked by profound videos, goddess cards, journaling, laser coaching, conversations between people. So many lives are changed at this event. And some change takes place on a personal level, and some take place on a business level. But either way, it's truly a remarkable and enlightening experience. So my two guests today, I'm so excited, are EWN radio hosts themselves, and they attended the conference for the first time. Nancy O'Keefe is the host of When Opportunity Knocks. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Phyllis. Great to be here.
I'm so glad to have you here, and I was so happy to see you at the conference and your big smiling face. And Kelly Morgan Murley is the host of Travel Talk. So, hey, Cal.
Hi, thanks for having me, Phyllis.
I'm so glad that you guys are here, and you got to meet for the first time also. So that was kind of cool, right?
It was.
We actually got to go out to dinner together and get to know each other, so it was great.
Oh, good, 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 good. I love to know that there are communities that are developing through programs that we have. So I'm so glad to hear that. So, Nancy, I want to start with you. I know that you were on the fence a bit before you decided to come because you had other obligations the same weekend. You were considering what inspired you to attend. What was going on for you that you felt you needed this before you even knew what this event was about?
Well, for me, I really wanted to go all along, but it was my daughter's birthday weekend, so it was a little difficult to get away and explain why I wasn't going to be there. But I was so impressed on our radio host call with some of the things we were talking about doing in the radio booth and some of the comments about the convention. I said, you know, I just have to go. So I made my decision kind of last minute, and I am so glad that I attended. I got so much out of it. It was just an amazing event, and I've been to many events.
Well, that was my next question. I mean, you're an entrepreneur yourself and a business coach, and you've been to many conferences. I made that assumption, and you just confirmed that. So simply, is the eWomen Network Conference different than the others you might have attended?
Well, I guess the first thing that struck me was the caliber of the women in attendance. I was, you know, blown away by the professionalism, the camaraderie, just the whole vibe was amazing. So true to the mission of the group, you know, helping each other, lifting as we climb and all of that. I mean, it's really embodied in the people that showed up there. I thought it was amazing.
And other conferences, like you go to networking conferences, what's the difference there? I mean, what's the difference?
I guess for me, as I observed over the course of a couple of days, everyone had basically the same goals and the same focus. And I think that's what really made it different. People were, you know, really clear about why they were there and what they wanted to get out of it. The coaching areas were buzzing every time I walked by. There was a lot of people always in the exhibit area. People were really partaking of what was being offered, you know, in a very conscious way, which isn't always the case. I mean, you see people wandering around at conferences sometimes, not quite knowing what to go to next or where to be, and you didn't see any of that at this conference. People really knew what they wanted and where to go to get it.
And what did you want? What was on your agenda?
As a radio host, I really wanted to see what it was all about. You know, I've been doing my radio show on the network for eWomen, and I've attended a couple of local events, but we don't have a very strong local chapter in my area, so those are few and far between. I was really interested in, you know, getting into the community in a bigger way and understanding what it was all about.
Okay, and we'll find out in a moment what your results answered your intentions. Kelly, so what were you hoping to get out of the conference? What inspired you to take the plunge and come?
Well, first, what inspired me was I didn't go last year, but I do have a really strong chapter in the Phoenix area. And I got to watch the transformation that those women experienced last year from before they went and the results that they brought back to the chapter, and I was really impressed. So when Sandra came to Phoenix to our luncheon, I think it was in March or April, and made us an offer I simply couldn't refuse in the form of a payment plan to go, I jumped on it, and I went ahead and made the plan back in March to go, and I really appreciated eWomen's ability to make that happen. So that was great. And what I wanted out of it was exposure. Like Nancy, I had been on the radio, or really at that time was just starting the radio show. I started in March, and I wanted exposure. So I did everything I could to make myself known at the eWomen conference, and being in the radio booth, I just thought was an excellent, that was an opportunity I couldn't pass up. Like Nancy, I felt the same way. And the connections we made there, it was just such a joy to work in the booth and talk to all of these women who, exactly like Nancy said, the caliber of the women coming by, I could have sat down and had a conversation with each of them for a whole afternoon. It was just amazing stuff. And we were looking for hosts helping eWomen, but we are also looking for guests and so many interesting people doing interesting work. And that's what I find in the eWomen community, is that these are really some dedicated women. And I just find that women bring a lot to business. It's a whole new way of working, isn't it? It's like a really mindful way of going about our lives and our business, and that's what these women were like.
Well, so it's interesting. So you came to, as a radio host, to learn about the community, get exposure, and so forth. For it seemed like for both of you, but also at the end of the day, you guys have a business. And so did you get any, did you have any results in terms of your own business, like developing any leads or potential partnerships or, you know, anything along those lines?
You betcha. Nancy?
Yeah, I definitely did. I've actually been speaking with a couple of women, and I may have found a nice VA to work with for my own needs. And also, I have a panel of women I'm putting together for the radio show. A couple of them are coming from the women I met there. And I have a few women I'm talking to about the possibility of helping them with their business. So it was great. I mean, I have to say,
good.
Between the booth and walking around talking to everybody, I probably met 250 women.
What? Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's great. Kelly, same with you? I mean,
Absolutely.
Did you find people? Yeah, good. Tell me about that.
Yes. Well, I also I got a single room, and I'm so glad I did, because at night I could go up and just write out everything that was in my head. I learned so much from all of the speakers and the guests and the breakout sessions and the counseling. It was so much to take in. that I'm really glad I got a single room, and that's a little travel tip I like to hand out to those that are going to a conference like this one that is so jam-packed with beautiful information. So it really did. I actually helped me rewrite my business model that I've been working on.
Wow.
I did make some really great connections for people that are on my team that are I'm going to look to having them join my team. So it was just really perfect in all respects as far as my business and getting exposure out there.
Along those lines, then, Nancy, you had several ahas that you were mentioning before we started the show today. Let's just pick one of those aha moments that you got from, you know, other than, of course, the connections you made, which is, you know, at the core, probably, you know, I'd say the number one most important thing, but also what kind of ahas did you get, whether it was in your business or personal life?
Well, first of all, Sandra is phenomenal on the stage, and the amount of content that she shared in the couple of days we were there, it was crazy, the amount of information that was part. So it's to pick one or two, two.
You could pick
but
two,
I'll
three,
do my
whatever.
Best. I mean, one of the things that she said that just resonated with me, I've been on a quest to build my list, and she said build lust, not just a list. And that was just such an eye-opening statement for me because I thought, yeah, why am I trying so hard to build a list? If I put great stuff out there that people are really interested in and they, you know, want to come back for more, then my list will be built automatically just by putting the good stuff out there. So that was huge. It not only inspired me to go back and look at my content strategy, and I can tell you later about some of the things I've already implemented, but it really took the pressure off me to do all these silly list-building things that maybe aren't the best things to do and just put a lot of to-dos on your to-do list every week.
Love that. Okay, Kelly, what about you? What was your one, just one big aha of the many you had?
Yeah, just like Nancy, I had so many, and my notes are just huge. I have pages of notes. But probably my biggest aha was to make sure that my plan is that everyone on my team is on board with my plan, that they can work on my vision. That if I'm going to hire you, if you're going to be working with Bucket List Retreats, then here's our vision, here's our constitution. This is what I'm doing, and are you on board with me? So that was just a really big thing. I just going back to my room and saying, okay, now you know what, this isn't working with this person, and this would work with that person. So just having that clarity really helped me to be able to work with the people that I'm working with. And like, here's my thing. This is what we're doing at Bucket List Retreat. I feel called to do this. Can you work on my vision with me?
You know, and another thing that's kind of interesting, that's an aside from that, something we were just talking about in the meeting yesterday, is about being an intrapreneur and that in involving your team. And what that essentially means is that each person that you hire, you know, they act like an entrepreneur, but they still are part of the bigger picture. And that means they hold themselves with accountable, but also the passion and excitement around your vision, you know, but they're held accountable as if it was their own business.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that word, intrapreneur. I actually just learned that yesterday. So, all right, ladies, we're going to take a short break. But when we come back, we're going to talk to both Nancy O'Keefe and Kelly Morgan Murley further about what they're doing. They've had their ahas, so now what? What is their next step? And I know, Nancy, you said you've already started implementing some of the things that you've learned. So we'll talk more right after the short break.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
We're back. This is Spotlight on eWomen with Phyllis Smith.
And welcome back, I guess. I am Phyllis Smith, and I'm talking with Nancy O'Keefe. She is the host of the EWN radio show When Opportunity Knocks, and Kelly Morgan Murley. She is another EWN radio host of Travel Talk, and both women are entrepreneurs, and they each attended our recent annual conference in Dallas for the first time. So we've been talking about the ahas that took place, and there were many. Nancy, you made reference to your big aha was Sandra Yancey's comment about building a lust building instead of list building, and so you began to start making roads along those lines. And Kelly, you had many ahas as well, but your big aha is to get everyone on your team on board with your vision. And so let's start with you, Kelly, in relation to that. So what was happening before the conference on your team, or with some members, maybe not all of them, but certain members of your team, that you've now shifting and making some change to improve that?
Well, it all has to do with my vision. I am the founder of Bucket List Retreats, and I have a certain vision for that. And as I've gone along, I've hired people who had their own vision of what they think they can do for my company and so forth. And I wanted to honor that because I was impressed with their work. But in the end, I ended up not doing the model wasn't working. So I had to take a hard look at the company and figure out why I'm not monetizing the company, and I had to make some really hard decisions on, you know, what wasn't working and what was working. So I was right in the midst of that, and coming and I had been working on my model and so forth. So when I came to the conference and got to talk to other business leaders, they gave me some really solid advice, and suddenly my vision just got very, very clear on what I needed to do. And then I also made some really cool connections, one with a woman by the name of Pat Hand, H-A-N-D, and she is a cruise specialist. I have been looking.
Oh, stop it. To meet her?
Yes. Well, she came by the booth. She wanted to talk about she wanted to be on Travel Talk, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have been looking for you for a real specialist and she works with groups, which is all my thing. It's all about groups. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I have been looking for you. So it was huge. And now I've come back and I'm adding a whole section on bucketlistretreats.com about cruising and how, you know, Pat is going to help us out doing cruises. So that was kind of a real concrete example of how it all comes, how the universe kind of provides when you're being truthful. And Hiram Smith had talked about that in his speech, and about gaps and about what is really the truth and what you believe is the truth and the gap between those two things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
go ahead.
So that's what really, I'm like, what is the, what am I believing and what is really the truth? And let's get those, let's get that together.
So, and so specifically then, now that you know your vision and you see that not everybody, that that you were open to other people's vision, but it wasn't necessarily mm-hmm. your vision. So are mm-hmm. you, does that mean you're letting go of some people, or you're going to have a conversation with these people? I mean, what is your specific action plan for that?
My specific action plan is really that I'm right in the midst of hiring new people. So a new web designer, a woman that I call a fixer,
mm-hmm.
going to fix it all up. So I just lay out my plan. I have a in black and white and in writing and say specifically, can you get on board with this plan?
Mm. Beautiful. Nancy. So,
yeah.
Tell us about your big list building as opposed to list building. What you said, you started implementing that already. How so?
Well, when I came back, I really took a hard look at the content that I had created. I just had put up a new website, nancyokeefcoaching.com, and I have some really good stuff out there, and I was at that point where I needed to think about the next step for content. And I loved the daily video messages that Sandra had created and showed to the conference every morning. So I just piggybacked on that, and I've created a Monday morning little mini video that I'm putting out on Facebook every Monday. I put my first one out this past Monday, kind of a motivational thing, just a little message that people will be able to hopefully take throughout the day with them and be in a position to recognize that at Nancy O'Keefe Coaching, we can help you motivate, you know, and get going and get into action and get where you need to go with your business and in your life as well. So that's the first thing. And then, you know, I did that right away. It was fun. It was creative. I got my creative juices going. And since then, I've come up with a number of other things I'll be rolling out over the next couple of weeks. Again, to build content that people are enjoying, interested in, more entertaining, and, you know, hopefully building that lust and that tendency to want to come back and see what else is new on the website, on Facebook, and so on.
Yeah, and when those videos you're talking about, was that originally created videos or things you find like Sandra had found on YouTube and things like that?
No, I created original content, which I did with basically it was pictures with captions and music. So it wasn't, I didn't need anything too special to create it. Just some tools I already had. I, you know, didn't have to have a video crew or anything. So it was easy. I sat down and in a couple of hours I did four or five of them and put them up in my social media tools. So they're going to roll out every week and we'll see what the response is to it. So,
do you have audio? Are you putting your audio in it, like you're creating a message, or like from?
Audio. No, mm-hmm. At least not for this round. If they're well received, I might get fancier.
But get fancy.
You know, for me, it like I love the saying I learned. Forget where I learned it, but somebody said version one is better than version none. So get something out there, and you can always improve it. I mean, you don't want to go out with something that's not reasonably good quality, but it doesn't have to be perfect. And get it out there, and just constantly tweak and change. And you know, one of the things that I do when I leave a conference is I take a lot of notes, and I have a note-taking system where I create a margin basically on my notebook, and then in the margin I put the to-dos or the ahas that I have from what's going on. And on the plane, I call it plane time. I use that time to organize my notes and make my list of things I'm going to do so that when I get back, I – like the next day, I'm ready to implement something. I'm all about implementation. So, because, we go to great conferences, we take lots of great notes, get lots of ideas, but how do you put them into action? You've got to have a plan for that.
Yeah, so. I love that. That's so important. And Sandra talked about that, too, in my interview with her about she does a lot of plane time. That's where she might write notes, handwritten notes. She always carries her note cards with her and just sends it out, has them ready. They're already stamped to send out. But I think the important thing is that if you don't take action, I mean, don't you agree, Kelly? If you don't take action right away, then you kind of you could easily lose the momentum. Because this guy, you're on a high at an event like this, and then if you wait too long, it's like, you know, the bubbles burst, and then you're back into reality.
Right. And the other piece of it is if you have to plan it after you get home, you know, life happens. The phone's going to ring. Clients are going to need things, and it's going to get pushed off, and you're not going to get to it.
Right, Nancy. And Kelly, what do you think about that?
Just the buzz that you feel when you come out of, especially this conference, is so, it's just so intense. You have to take advantage of it. So I know that I can tell that Nancy felt the same way I did when I got home, because we just both had to go for it and really get a lot of things out. And Nancy, those are great ideas on note taking and plane time. Thank you for those.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
And Kelly, do you have a method at all, anything in terms of your action?
Like I said, I really am glad I got the single room so I could have some quiet time to myself each and every night. That really got my ball rolling. I really got down exactly what my plan was and was excited to get home and hit the ground running.
Well, and go ahead, Nance.
Kelly, you're so right, because that reflection time, I mean, even in the conference, Sandra built in time to reflect after some of the content, because you do need that. You need that time to internalize it. That's so amazing, and it's so true.
Yeah. What I'm hearing, ladies, is that you set your intention. You got more than you even bargained for. You didn't realize between the connections you made and the ahas from the speakers and the reflection. But I think what I'm hearing, though, is that you take action. Like, these are not things you just, you know, if you want a good return on your investment, you've got to take action on. And you guys started, you know, I'm sure you were thinking about it before you even got there, about, you know, okay, what's my intention? Of course, life happens, conference happens, different things happen, the universe makes different things happen, you know, but at the same time, you knew you were going to walk away with something substantial and something that you needed to act on to change your business or your life. So, and it's very specific. I mean, you're, you know, this is very tangible stuff, you know, it can't just be all foo-foo in your head, you know?
So I appreciate that.
Go ahead,
Phyllis. And I just have to add that my radio show the next week was my highest rated. I had the most views ever. So I met the plan of getting my name out there and getting some attention. So I met that goal.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thanks. Great. And keep it up. And just one thing, too, is always be seeding your show, whether it's on your website, whether you're writing a blog, always have a link back to your show. You know, take your show, use that content and write a blog about it, you know. So we've actually come to an end. I could talk to you forever, but I'm so thrilled that you guys had the amazing experience you did. And I want to tell you two about a really exciting program that you might be interested in, as well as other listeners who might have attended the conference. And we're calling it the Conference to Conference Accountability Program. So we're going to pick a select number of people that we're going to track throughout the year, and then showcase those who have shown the most success at the 2017 eWomen Network Conference in Dallas. So the main criteria is you would have had to attend this year's conference and plan to attend next year. And so if you're interested, there's no cost to this. This is just something, you know, for us to really follow and see the impact of the conference and really, you know, just and track and follow and get that experience firsthand. So if you are interested, this is what you need to do. So go to blog.ewomennetwork.com, where I have written a fabulous blog called The Conference is Over, What's Your Next Move? So again, that's blog.ewomennetwork.com. and go to read the article, The Conference is Over, What's Your Next Move? And then after you read this fabulous article, you scroll down to the bottom and there is a link that you will click that will take you to a survey. And on that survey is where you'll just answer a very short survey answering some questions. And then we'll decide there, you know, who we're actually going to choose and then, you know, showcase you. And we're not sure at this moment how to showcase you at the conference, but really it's about having us kind of watch you and track you throughout the year, hold yourself accountable, and you know, and see what transpires and what transformation takes place. So thank you, ladies, for sharing your ahas, and I encourage all of you listeners to check out their shows at EWNRadioNetwork.com, Nancy O'Keefe, When Opportunity Knocks, and Kelly Morgan Murley, Travel Talk. So thank you again, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phyllis.
And until next time.
Time's up for now. If you want more enlightening conversations that could change your life, visit EWNRadioNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.